We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
We will get to the phones here in just a moment. If you want to weigh in, there are three ways. You can always hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. You can text in to 22980, or you can call at 576-7798. Greg in Overland Park, first in, first up. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey. So, quick with it. It's been a rough time. Last night, my dog ran away.
Found
him, thankfully. Couple neighbors down found him, but yeah, we spent an hour and a half last night. Finally got to bed about 11:30, had adrenaline pumping through me the entire night, but didn't sleep too well. Get to work today and find that two people called in sick, so I had to pick up for them and do all their work. Supervisor came in late today too, and it's only my Thursday.
Oh no,
you gotta work tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's
my grievance.
the dog's okay though?
Yeah, he's fine. I guess he was playing with a possum in the neighbor's backyard, and he brought it to the neighbor like it was a chew toy or something, and that's how they got a hold of him.
How's the possum doing?
I played dead, and they said they put it in a shoebox and then let it roam free later that night.
All right, partner. Okay. Let's go to John in Olathe. John, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
First-time caller. Long time listener.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you, brother.
My grievance is with all the idiots out on the roads not knowing how to use your blinker.
How does one use a blinker inappropriately, according to you?
At least maybe half block away before you turn, not as you're turning, or forget to turn and just totally brake and then turn and almost get rear-ended.
Okay, that's fair.
All right.
That is fair.
Good grievance. Steve in the Northland. Steve, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi,
it's going well.
Good.
Thank you, man.
I tried to bring this up last week, but I got hung out. But my grievance is, and I apologize if I'm wrong, I've never heard any of the news media bring up the almost $1 million Ward got in GoFundMe money.
For her security, Steve.
No, there was like five different GoFundMe accounts. You got like almost $1 million.
So?
Steve, you got to turn your radio down, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
I don't understand your point, Steve. If other people...
Ooh, don't challenge. Don't
I'm
challenge.
Asking. If other people decide to launch a GoFundMe, she had no knowledge of that until it happened. I don't know how you stop that from happening. People launch GoFundMes for people all the time.
That's correct. But and you were saying... Why would anybody do this if there's nothing in it for them? Well, and it's not guaranteed, but it could definitely be anticipated that those GoFundMe accounts would be open for her.
Got it.
I thought that was something that you really should have brought up.
Yeah, no, I absolutely see what you're saying. I mean, if it came down to death threats against my children and moving twice and fearing for my life, if you offered me $1 million, is it worth that? Sure, I'll give me $1 million. I would do that, and I would lie under oath all day long, said no one.
Jerry in Lawrence. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well,
hey,
thanks.
I have a grievance against Alexa.
Okay.
Okay, so I listen to you from the time, I listen to KMBZ from the time I get up till after Jonathan Weir, if possible. And no less than three times, each time I turn it on, I say, Alexa, play 98.1 KMBZ.
Uh-huh.
And she'll come back with, I'm sorry, I can't find 98.1 KMBC.
Oh,
now, I'm
I see
not
what you're saying.
Sure if she's trying to telepathically channel your husband or what.
I mean, I do that all the time.
But that's my grievance.
It's good. I like it.
Jerry?
And my grievance is the guy that just called.
Okay.
All right. Can I add to her grievance?
Sure.
I know that the idea of Siri was a great idea. Like, in theory, that you should be able to say to your phone, hey, Siri, call Scott Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever... Now it's doing it! Look! My phone just said, hey, Siri, call Scott Parks. Has anyone ever told Siri to do anything and it actually worked? And I don't know, maybe I'm doing it
yes.
wrong. It
Watch.
Never...
You ready?
It never works for me.
Okay. Be quiet for just a second.
Okay.
Hey, Siri... Call Dana Wright.
Yeah, no, see, it doesn't work.
Hey, Siri, call Dana Wright.
Calling Dana Wright.
Okay. I don't need you to call me.
I
generally will say something like, hey, you know what, call Scott Parks. And the response is something like, playing Otis Redding hits now. It has nothing to do with anything I say anytime I ask.
I will point out, yesterday... my good friend Jim Rose, who used to have the afternoon show on this radio station, set me up and all of us up with Nebraska tickets a couple weekends ago. I was driving down the road yesterday. I said, Siri, send a text to Jim Rose. What would you like to say to Jim Rose?
Okay.
You didn't catch it, did you?
Jim Rose?
I said...
It bleeds it together.
And I said, just wanted to thank you for the football tickets. Great seats. We'll be in touch soon.
Yeah.
Let's catch up. Okay?
Yeah.
Siri sent that text to my friend Jim and my friend Rose.
Jim and Rose.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to see if you could catch. She goes, what do you want to say to Jim and Rose? And I'm like, well, thank you. But that
I understand because it sounds the same. When I get frustrated is when on the rare time that I try to use it, and I don't use it very often because it never works, she takes a hard left turn and does something. It's never even in the wheelhouse of what I'm saying. I'll say call
try
Rod.
Try it.
It's horrible.
Do Siri call Scott Parks. Ugh. Push the button.
Siri call Scott.
Calling Scott Parks.
Okay, now the one time I tried it works.
Have it do Rod Babcock. Push the button.
Siri call Rod.
Which Rod?
Oh, well, that works there, too.
Have it call Chris Ketz.
No, he's on a plane. Can't do that.
Well, it's not going to call him. We're going to hang up.
It'll say, I don't understand. Or it will say, I'll look up those movie times for you.
Siri works very good.
What?
Now, watch. Siri, what time is the Nebraska football game tomorrow?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Nebraska faces Wisconsin tomorrow at 18:30.
You have Siri set to military time. You are such a weirdo.
That's what I understand.
You're such a weirdo. That's what I understand.
What is 1830?
I don't know. They're 46, 70, 86, 30?
Yes. Siri, when does the Missouri Tigers football game start tomorrow?
Missouri takes on South Carolina tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
See?
Uh-huh.
Siri works just fine. You don't know how to work Siri. That's your problem, not mine. Justin in Lee's Summit. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, Parks?
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, I'm a college student.
Where do you go to college?
University of Kansas.
Okay.
Mechanical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, calculus sucks.
Yes?
Yeah, it sucked 25 years ago, too.
Yeah, I got a 64 on my last test.
That's passing.
That's actually pretty good. That's about average. Yeah, that's about it. I've had a rough month with homework and
Are you a freshman?
Oh, no. Junior.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. Just, tell my professors to not give me homework and the like.
What?
Yeah, can you... Oh, you want to talk to my professors? Tell them to not give me homework?
Oh, Justin. Please.
Justin, you know, I remember school, and it is it was difficult to learn how to manage your time and do all these things. But, you know, I do hope that you take calculus and learn calculus if you're going into engineering.
Oh, don't worry. I am.
That's one
I
of
am.
The few fields it, where you'll it need
does, it. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like you're learning it.
I am.
You got a 64.
64 is a C due to the curve. That's going to get me a degree.
Well, yeah, but when I'm in the building and I'm on the 29th floor, I don't want the C to the curve.
Well, I've heard of math majors getting C's in this class.
Okay.
It's a tough class.
Justin, you know what? Your grievance has been heard, and we wish you luck, buddy.
I just want you to send in a list of all the buildings that you are in charge of building. That way I never enter a single...
You don't think people that all passed and got degrees got 100s, do you?
No.
I just don't think they got 64s.
But you would prefer your physician not have graduated dead last in their class. And you know, there's always somebody that does, right?
Oh, yeah. But they still get a diploma. It's just like when I was a kid, I knew a girl who was running around bragging to everybody. So I got a 98 on my driver's test. Yeah, I got a 72. We got the same license. Shut up.
Hey, the Mattress Marathon is back at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Now is the time to head in there. They do this every year. They are proving the competition can't keep up during the Mattress Marathon. You'll find incredible deals on their huge selection of mattresses, and there's no reason to shop around. Remember, they got more than 75 of them on display right in one spot. It makes it so easy to compare all the best mattresses all in one place, and they have that gigantic warehouse, so chances are your new mattress will be in stock, ready for easy pickup or delivery. Let the Mart's factory-trained sales professionals save you time by helping you find your perfect sleep solution. And while you're there, enter to win a $3,000 NFM gift card or a treadmill. Plus, shop with 75 months financing on qualifying mattress purchases, $24.99 or more, with no down payment. See the store for details. Do not miss the Mattress Marathon going on now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
All right, get in.
I can't tell you
who to sock Abby it in to. Overland Park. Hello, Abby.
Hi.
Hi there. Abby, how old are you?
I'm 13.
All right, Rod, you're 13 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead with your grievance.
I had to go ahead.
So it's the guys in my grade because they throw food at us at lunch and we throw it back and then I get in trouble.
Oh. And what kind of food did they throw?
Every food.
like tater tots or chicken nuggets?
Like lettuce.
Lettuce.
And they put croutons in their Kool-Aid.
Okay, mm. Abby.
And how do you retaliate? Hey, I know you're laughing because you're nervous. Don't be nervous. What do you do to retaliate?
I throw the food back.
What kind of food? Their food back? Or do you throw like a tater tot?
I don't think it's ever been a tater tot.
Mm-hmm. What did somebody say in the background there?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Abby, God bless you. Keep throwing the food back. Cindy and Lee Summit. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. My grievance is my backyard neighbor who has 5 dogs, 2 more than they should, plus 5 puppies on top of that.
Oh, no.
They scoop their poo and throw it. They've got a long backyard. I've got a short backyard. They throw it behind my shed, which is right by my porch where I like to sit. And then every week or so, they burn it. and it all comes into my house.
Oh.
Oh, so where they shovel the poo is actually on their property, just right next to your fence. Is that right?
Yeah, right next to my fence and my porch.
Okay, but you said that they had five dogs, which is two more than they're legally required or allowed to have, and then five puppies. That sounds like they have seven dogs more than they're supposed to have.
Well, this is true.
Has one Cindy and Lee Summit called the city?
I have sent them an email, but I don't know if anything's been done. What I don't know is if they have a breeder's license or not.
Mm. Oh, honey. Yeah. I am sorry.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. And, of course, every time I go out to my porch, all I hear is barking because they see me.
Yeah.
Can I give you a one word but with a hyphen in the middle?
Sure.
Antifreeze.
Oh,
no.
I'm kidding.
Seriously, after the day we've had, you just dropped that stupid sentence?
Oh, no. God. I love dogs, but I don't like their product thrown next to my...
Amen, Cindy.
I
know you would never do anything like that, nor do we suggest that.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
God, not funny. Get any worse.
The views and opinions expressed by Scott Parks are not necessarily the views and opinions of anyone else.
Ever.
Thank you, guys. Love the show.
Goodbye.
Besides, you don't give them antifreeze. Give them lots and lots of beer. That way, they go in the house and puke.
Mm-hmm.
That's not helpful either.
It's funny.
It is kind of funny, and it might be helpful. Here's what you do. It's what I do. You get your own dog who poops in your yard, and then you pick it up with a shovel, and you chuck it into the neighbor's yard. It works really good.
There's like one or two weekends left of the RenFest. I'm sure you can go out there and get you a little catapult or poop-a-pult, whatever you want to call it.
A poop-a-pult.
That's great.
A poop-a-pult. Newsroom Dan Weinbaum.
I have to follow that. Well, the race for the cure is going to happen rain or shine tomorrow. The story in a moment.
Let me tell you about Seal Ones KC. Call them now. Yes, call them now. They'll come out, speaking of fences, and they'll seal it. They'll seal your deck, your driveway, your fence, all that stuff, and do it before winter gets here. They will come out, protect, and beautify all of those areas. Let their experienced team come out clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. How about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there with that permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of awesome colors, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get that 20% discount. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
5:30 in Kansas City, I'm Dan Weinbaum. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this weekend is the annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It'll be held rain or shine at Black & Veatch in Overland Park Saturday. Executive Director Michael Levine says breast cancer is very treatable if it's caught early.
Most importantly, know your normal. Know what your body should feel like, and that's for men and for women.
Now, breast cancer does affect men, and Levine says hundreds will die from it because oftentimes the cancer's not caught until it has spread. Well, discussion on a panhandling ordinance in Kansas City has been delayed. The ordinance would make it illegal to stand at an intersection or exit ramp longer than the time it takes to safely cross. Well, Kansas City Councilman Quentin Lucas says there's things they need to tweak.
We're going to do more work about trying to make it work and, frankly, trying to make sure that we're friendlier to the homeless population. I think when you look at some of the provisions of the ordinance, there's this idea that we're not actually worrying about those people as much as we should. And I think you'll have more conversation relating to that.
A discussion won't happen for at least 3 weeks. We're going to have your traffic and weather together next.
Byron Modern Tailored Man, where men of every size can find their fit. And right now, save 20% off the entire stock with Byron's Find Your Fit sales going on right now. Kansas City's best selection of men's clothing for slim, tall, regular, short, big, and athletic sizes. Designers like Robert Talbot, St. Croix, Eton, Meyer, Northern Tide, and of course, Byron. New fall deliveries all on sale right now. Suits, sportswear, accessories, outerwear, everything in the store is 20% off. And they have an expert in-house tailor who can guarantee a perfect fit, even one-day tailoring. Walk into Byron today, walk out with a perfectly fitted suit tomorrow.
Now with Byron's Find Your Fit sale, you'll save 20% off everything. Kansas City's biggest selection of better men's clothing. Even custom clothing is reduced. Custom shirts starting at $99. Byron located in the Jack Henry building on the plaza where you will find your fit.
Most importantly, know your normal. Know what your body should feel like. And that's for men and most importantly.
Sorry about that technical difficulty. We'll hear from Brian Busby later. It's 76 degrees at the airport, 82
interesting
downtown.
Forecast.
And 81 degrees here at your official weather station. KMBZ is on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Well, I was drunk.
What happened?
The day my mom
well, it's
got
Friday
out
night.
Of prison.
What?
You know, it's a computer.
Hey, it's no worse than the old 3, 2. No, let me redo that. Hang on. 3, 2. It's okay, man. It happens to everybody.
Well, I know.
Don't worry about it.
It happens. I'm not worried. You worried?
No. What did you play?
Oh, it was a soundbite from another story. Oh,
okay. Yeah. What's the weather forecast? Rain all weekend.
Something like that.
I think we're in the 70s tomorrow. Here, I'll do it.
Tell me the weather,
Parks. I ain't afraid. Tomorrow, 69, cloudy with a chance of storms. Sunday, partly sunny. Oh, that's New York. Never mind. It just gets worse.
It's supposed to be like 70s tonight, 58 tomorrow
Get
morning.
Get a rope.
All right, here we go. Tomorrow, 62 with a chance of storms. In fact, chance of storms all the way through Tuesday. 62 tomorrow, 70 on Sunday. Right now, it's 82.
Well,
that's your official weather station.
The day my mom got out of prison.
Hey, I still have my phone on New York. We were there last week.
And I went to pick her up. In the rain.
Sunset tonight is 6:53, or as I like to say, 18:53 hours.
To the station and the pickup.
New York, if you're interested, Dana. Tomorrow, cloudy and 69.
Okay, that's
partly
good.
Partly sunny and 82 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I love this song.
It's one of the best.
Is your name Keely? Keely?
Oh, hi, Keely. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi. I love your show. I've called before. I've come up with 4 grievances more while I was on hold. But my main grievance is too mean. So I'm going to go with my second one. I work 7:30 to 5, and I love garage sales, but garage sales are open 8 to 5.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you want garage sales to be open later than 5 o'clock?
Yeah, at least 6. I mean, come on, give us hardworking, you know, middle-class people a chance to, you know, buy your crap.
To buy your crap.
Okay, all right.
Listen to this from the text line. Oi. Grievance, my husband died in 2005, leaving me a widow with 2 children. I sent a letter in April telling his parents about the impending arrival of their great-grandson in August. I heard nothing until a note card arrived in the mail last weekend informing me of the death of my children's grandfather. No phone call, nothing, and no acknowledgement. Of the great-grandson.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Oh, my God. So she lost her husband. Husband died in 05.
Okay.
Left this woman a widow with 2 kids.
Okay.
She has lost touch with the parents of the decedent, his parents.
Okay. Her in-laws.
Yeah, so she writes the in-laws and says, hey, here's some happy news. You're going to be...
Great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents, yes. She gets nothing back. Talking about that, they just said Grandpa died.
I see.
And she was never told Grandpa had died.
I see.
My God.
Bill in... hang on. Bill, hang on.
It's Friday, whatever.
I'm just going to say, did she stay in touch with them over the last 12 years she's been widowed?
I did not ask. I said, are they here in Kansas City? And she said, no, Texas.
Okay.
You know, so maybe.
So did she go down there? Did they come up here?
I don't know.
Did they keep familial relations?
I don't know. she just replied, and he died last summer.
You know, my mom's dad died, and we didn't know for 6 months.
6 months.
My grandfather died.
Your keyword to cash, by the way, is joy. What a joy this day has been. There, I used it in a sentence.
You seem a little tense today. What's going on?
Of all days, I don't feel well. I have a cold.
What's going on?
I haven't been yourself
all day.
I hate this day. I don't feel well.
Because of Kavanaugh?
Yeah. I just don't want to be here talking about that. And
we're
I don't feel well.
But we're not talking
about it. Oh, no, we're about to.
No. Oh, yeah. I guess we are. Mary and Lawson. Oh, hang on. Mary, hang on. You hang on. You just be quiet.
Just bring her on. Hang up on her.
Let's go to the man first. Bill in Kansas City. Hello, right. Bill.
Now, why wouldn't we? Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to talk about this on, Festivus Friday. I tried to call in. Actually, I wanted to send it in as a text, but it actually wouldn't come through. So I apologize for that. And I'm not meaning this to be a bag on you, Dana. I just want you to know that there are two sides to every story. This could be kind of hard for me, so I'm going to read from something I've written. It starts, I'm a man. I was sexually assaulted when I was in college. But I'm also the victim of false allegations when I was in high school. I have very real perspective of the situation, and you have no clue how it feels to be falsely accused of something, knowing it is a lie and not being able to do anything about it. If I had to choose between being accused of false accusations or being sexually assaulted again, I would choose being sexually assaulted tenfold. I can tell you... apologize. I can deal with the shame of assault. That is for me and me alone to bear. But the judgments of others for something I have never did was beyond my control. This was very hard for me to write, and I did not send this without reservation. I feel that the other side of this needs to be heard. From others who know that false accusations do occur, and they cause damage that cannot be repaired, even after they have been proven to be a lie.
Can I ask you something, Bill? And I am so sorry that that happened to you.
Yes.
Was your abuser brought to justice?
No. And the reason is I never reported it. And I'm not saying that, I guess, a male on that side, because it was a female that did this to me. And... I guess I brought it up to some friends right after it happened, and they kind of laughed it off as a joke as, hey, great for you. You just had this happen to you. And I'm like, no, I didn't want this to happen to me. And to be honest, this is actually aside from when it happened, this is the first time I've ever actually said anything. It's just with everything happening this week, and I hear from you how, believe the accuser, and... being accused of something versus being actually having it done to me, I can tell you that being accused of something you know you did not do was 10 times worse than having something done to me.
Well, Bill, I want to say I believe you. I believe that it was done to you, and I am sorry for it, but I think it's important to say that I believe you. So,
and I'm not saying that you don't believe me, and that's not the point of this. I'm saying that false accusations do happen.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. I heard what you said, and I understand what you said, but I believe you.
Okay. That was an interesting call, to say the least. 576-7798. Bill, thank you for it, man. Thank you for the courage to call in, put your voice on the air, say what you had to say. Somebody who has literally seen both sides, according to your testimony. 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, let me take one cold here because Rod's super busy. Line two, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I was an accused. I was accused of sexual harassment one time when I was in college, and the university put me through hell to try to clear my name.
Well, let me ask you, how can you be, were you a student?
I was a student.
How can you be accused of sexual harassment as a student, if I may? I've always been of the opinion, and maybe I'm wrong, I guess you could harass somebody sexually and just be a peer, but I've always been of the opinion that usually sexual harassment comes in a supervisor, subordinate kind of a role. Is that not true?
That's what I would think. It was another student that had filed a complaint that I had sexually harassed them. It was a female student. Mind you, it's here nor there, but I'm gay. And once the university got that report, that university, which is local here in Lawrence, it's not the big one that we all think of. It's okay. A little one.
All
right. It's federally run.
Got it.
They made me prove my innocence. I had to prove my innocence. The accuser didn't have to prove a dang thing. And then the accuser transferred, went to another school with no repercussions. But for two semesters, an entire school year, that university wrecked my life.
What do you mean they wrecked your life?
It was everything between... I couldn't do anything, couldn't be part of any social clubs. I couldn't... It got to the point to where I was restricted. I couldn't go to, the library. I could only go to class and leave class. And I mean, it was nearly hell.
Do you still work there, or have you moved on?
I'm not in school there anymore. No.
Okay.
No. I just given up. I left.
All right. I don't know if there's somebody behind you talking in your ear, or if you got the radio turned up way too loud, or whatever. 576-7798. Jonathan Weir coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. More of your grievances in just a moment at 576-7798.
Hey, the very last day of the Parade of Homes is coming up Sunday, so you got to get in this weekend. If you're a Parade of Homes person, go out and see Cottonwood Canyon. You have through Sunday to see it at the Parade of Homes. And they were the Gold Award winner in 2017, and you're going to see why when you go out there. It is absolutely stunning. Canyon Farms Golf Club, for one, is just a quick stroll from your front porch. Also, the Lenexa City Center, and it is so beautifully, wonderfully located right in the heart of Johnson County. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from Lawrence downtown. It is a great location. There are a few lots available with home prices starting in the 600s, a limited number of those available. Make plans to visit the community, either through the Parade of Homes through this weekend, or secure a reservation for a private tour. Called 913-492-4444. 913-492-4444 or CottonwoodCanyonKS.com. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
I'm almost nervous, as I often am, taking his calls. Richard, I'm going to give you your own rope to hang yourself. Richard, fire when ready.
All right. I've got two things that I found very disturbing this week. And number one is, when someone makes an accusation just because they're a woman, that doesn't mean it shouldn't be investigated. So let's look at all the lies that were being told. One, the flying deal. We know that's a proven lie. Two, the Safeway store. Now we know that that wasn't even in operation until 1986, pursuant to the Maryland records. Three, let's look at the door, that the double door that she put in that they had to go to the psychiatrist with in 2012. That's why they were going to the psychiatrist, the argument over the door. The records show that the permit was pulled in 2008, and the door was for renters that took up another part of the house,
which is
a mailing address, and they have mail delivered there and everything.
Oh, Jesus
let's look at the lie detector thing. The boyfriend of 6 years has come forward and give written testimony that he heard her schooling one of her friends on how to pass a lie detector test for a government job. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Things are not adding up. Mm-hmm. The thing is not over. I don't know why everybody has to always rush to judgment.
I think next week is the last week.
That being said,
that's why we're going.
The other thing that I said I find offensive is when someone says that the death penalty doesn't stop people from committing murder.
Yeah.
Well, you can look this up. There's a man in Topeka murdered a woman.
Drinking again. Sorry, Richard, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. Sorry, I was burping.
Yeah, there's a man that murdered a woman in Topeka. He was paroled for the first robbery, rape, and murder he did after about 11 years. He ended up in Topeka. I believe it was in about 83
I have some tequila back in my office.
Something like that. The Brady family.
Richard.
But I probably
you're going on longer than that crazy woman in Congress today. What? Finish your point, please.
The point is that the death penalty shot does keep people from getting murdered because after he was paroled, sporting he got out, he murdered another woman in Topeka. It's been 35
Richard,
years ago, and now
Richard, you won!
Oh, my God.
Richard is just literally reading a Breitbart article.
I'm not.
Richard, listen, I don't mean to.
Why do you deride me?
Because you suck.
Because
you're boring.
Because you're crazy. Richard, you won today. Soak it up. Allow it to sink in. You won. My God, I've never seen anybody who wallowed more in winning than you.
How's that winning?
You got your guy on the court.
How is people being harmed? Anybody winning?
Oh, my God, I'm going to kick myself in the throat and then find your house.
From the text line.
Oh, my God.
My grievance is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good grievance against Fridays. I have stuff that annoys me all week to talk about in your show. And then Friday comes, and I get off work, and I'm so happy that I get to go home and turn on your show and make a drink. I'm going to make three.
Richard
and forget what annoyed me all week. Happy Friday to you both.
That was like a gerbil in my brain.
Somebody says you guys are rude by your talking over Richard. Richard is exactly what is wrong with American politics today, of which you wonder why we don't do politics very often, and Richard is exhibit A.
That's why I don't do it at all.
Richard's side, and again, by side, I mean my side too, technically, I guess, because I'm a Republican. Richard won today. Richard got Brett Kavanaugh onto the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a done deal. And Richard still can't quit bitching. It's not good enough.
Richard is a grievance collector, so that's why you end the show with him. He can just unload his big sack of grievances.
Take your win and go home.
What's coming up?
Hey, the list is coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show. That's what we do every Friday. And the list today, you know, Halloween is coming up. So the list today is best scary movie that the whole family can watch. What is the best scary movie that the entire family can
like
just sit down
kids?
And enjoy? Yeah, even little kids. Not anything rated R. Maybe PG-13. Maybe I would stray
so
that far.
So Nightmare on Elm Street would be out?
Definitely out.
Oh, so like Halloween would be out?
Yes, Halloween would
be out. My kids want to go see the new Halloween. And I said to them last night, we're not going to go see the new Halloween if you haven't seen the original Halloween. And then they got all excited, and I started thinking, is it probably really not age-appropriate for anyone?
No, the first one's tame by today's standards.
All right.
Yeah. But I still wouldn't show it to my 9-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my 16-year-old's like, I'll watch
okay,
it.
Give me an example real quick of a scary movie that I could watch with a kid.
The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
You know, kind of scary.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Okay. All right.
Gremlins.
What about Psycho? The original black and white Psycho.
I don't know. Maybe the birds. No, they had that one scene with the guy's eyes all pecked out. Yeah.
Is Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters is a great example. Yes.
Okay. You would count that as scary?
Yeah.
Because the last part where they're up at the top of the building. Oh, my God.
And the second one's actually pretty scary, too.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to run.
So get your suggestions in on the text line at 2290.
Jonathan Weir is next. The scary movie you can watch with your kids. Read that. It cannot be rated R. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. Richard, I love you, brother. Take your win. Ride around tonight with your American flag hanging out the window. Whatever. Enjoy your win, man.
Russian flag.
You won. My...
Very grouchy co-host today, Dana Wright. Your keyword to cash is ready, R-E-A-D-Y, ready. Oh, she's ready. Text it into 72881. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe and be good.
Ahead on KMBZ, a wrap of the day's events in D.C. ahead.
You know, I had to laugh. Somebody asked me here in the building a couple weeks ago, do you want to tell women about Third Love? And I go, well, you've missed the memo. I've been wearing Third Love for 2 years. Ladies, the hands-down most comfortable bra you will ever wear, ever, period. I'm up to 6 of them in my closet, and you're going to figure out why pretty quickly when they send it to you. It's really cool. You do a fit finder quiz at thirdlove.com. And tens of thousands of women have taken this quiz. They use actual women with actual different sizes to size their product. And you're going to love it. You know they have more than 70 sizes? 70 sizes. Even half sizes, which is a very tough thing to find in most local stores. Go take the quick fit finder quiz. It just takes a second. You don't have to go into some weird, awkward dressing room and have a woman measure you. Go do the Fit Finder quiz, and they will send that bra to you. And by the way, exchanges and returns are free. Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for everyone. Go right now. They're offering a 15% discount for KMBZ listeners. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ, thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off your first purchase. That is thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.